USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is heading out west next week to survey damages from the devastating wildfires in Northern California. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden will also visit the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho. A few dozen Americans are flying out of Afghanistan on a charter flight in the largest air evacuation since U.S. military forces left at the end of August. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher joins Fox News and says he believes the rest of Americans in the country are being held as hostages.
It appears we're in the midst of what is an unprecedented hostage situation. I mean, these people aren't guests of the emir. They are hostages right now. And the price for getting our people out is going to be millions of dollars to the Taliban.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.